Hi, I'm Stephanie Johnson. Welcome to the Seeing with Stars podcast, where I share my 30 years plus experience in the world of astrology.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Johnson. Welcome to another Seeing with Stars podcast. In this podcast, I want to talk about the sun signs and strengths and weaknesses. I'm often asked, what's the best sun sign? Well, there is no best sun sign. Every sun sign has its strength and its weaknesses. So today I want to talk about, yes, the weaknesses. We don't always talk about negative things, but I do think that we all have challenges and how to overcome them, or how to use the very same trait that can be a weakness and turn it into a strength. I will include a PDF on this very subject in the show notes, so you can just sit back, relax, and listen. So let's look at some of the drawbacks of your sun sign and how to turn them into strengths. I'm going to start with Aries and go through to Pisces as per usual, and hopefully you'll gain some really cool information about how to look at and accept your weaknesses and turn them into strengths. I'm a firm believer that we don't need to tune into being perfect. In this day and age, we have so many pressures on us and we feel that we need to be perfect. But I have discovered throughout my lifetime that perfection is highly overrated. What is best is self-acceptance. To accept who you are and what you can and can't do then gives you, well, it gives you authenticity, and ironically, it then gives you that strength, or that, in inverted commas, perfection that you're actually seeking. In my studies of esoteric astrology, I was also taught that, if you like, for want of a better word, God, or whatever entity it is that you want to identify with as a higher realm or a higher part of yourself, often uses our very weaknesses and strengths for a higher purpose anyway. So let's get started with Aries. If you have an Aries sun, it means that you are a real go-getter. Just as an aside, if it's not your sun sign, think of somebody you know, somebody close to you that you know who does have the sun sign that I'm going to talk about. So with an Aries sun and being a real go-getter, this can lead on the negative side to a game of one-upmanship, where you always have to be one step ahead of the others. So anyone with strong Aries likes to be top of the class. You're competitive, and like any of the fire signs, Leo and Sag, you may actually be rash or rush into things just by nature. So these traits obviously can be seen as negative in that you can trample over others in your attempt to be top or first. However, these same traits can also be seen as positive. They can be seen as your strengths. Because you can be first, you are a leader. And as long as you temper this with compassion, if you like, these traits can lead you into pioneering works, into establishing new organizations and perhaps even businesses. And you can also be the first to explore new territories. Let's think of the initial explorers, how they went from one country to another. You certainly needed some Aries energy to have that courage. Think also of John D. Rockefeller III. He's in my PDF and I talk about him as an Aries, and he was a real pioneer, the first to forge the way in many areas of philanthropy. So in other words, this rash side of your nature can be transformed into the ability to take calculated risks that forge the way for others to follow, that break new ground. What a wonderful strength that can be. Let's go to Taurus next. I often think of the difference between Aries and Taurus as being the difference between the hare and the tortoise in that old Aesop fable, Taurus being the tortoise. So as a Taurus, you love security, and this is both your weakness and your strength. If you approach security purely from a monetary point of view, and if you have some sort of poverty mentality, then you and those around you are likely to be pretty stressed. It's kind of a self-fulfilling prophecy. But the good news is that you can change your mindset. Security is so much more than just dollars. Now, when I was doing esoteric astrology, Taurus was about the third eye. It was about security from a spiritual point of view, or viewing it from a different point of view of rather than just material or physical. Once you've made that shift from seeing everything as I need security, I need to stay in a safe zone, once you venture out of that and see that spiritual beings or your own higher self may be calling you to a different path, then you can really manifest. You are a great manifester if you have Taurus in your chart. Think of that scene in the Christian Bible where Jesus is faced with a throng of people and he calls for food. He needs to feed them because he's been talking for so long. He then finds, something like 5 loaves and 2 fish. And he then manifests that into, enough to feed all the masses. This is actually quite a good Taurus story, because once you believe in your own power, once you see things through your third eye, which is very powerful in Taurus, then you can become a real force to be reckoned with. Now to Gemini. Those of you who follow my podcast are likely to hear that I say many times one of the key themes for Gemini is variety is the spice of life. So you love having many strings to your bow. This is both, again, your weakness and your strength. So much of the time, until you learn to really come to terms with this side of you that loves so many different things, you can be juggling too many things. And so you can have too many things on the go at once, and you can be quite scattered in your energy. You can create a chaotic life quite easily. I had a very good Gemini friend, and his life was completely chaotic. However, the other side of this is creativity. You certainly can get things done. You're an ideas person, and your ideas can make you a very valuable contributor to any team. You just need to come to terms with this fact that you like stimulation. And once you start connecting the dots in your own life, you can do this through prioritizing, delegating, and creating valuable networks that support you. You are so adept at linking people, so you become a real connector. While we're on the topic of Gemini, I'd also like to just mention the sense of humor. Your sense of humor is a powerful personal tool that supports you and those around you. So your light-hearted attitude becomes a real strength that lifts and connects everybody around you. Cancer, you're a born nurturer. You love nothing better than taking care of your loved ones, young children, small animals, family members, and even co-workers. You have an innate gift for nurturing. This can be a weakness because you can, have you heard that saying, killing with kindness? You want to be enabling people, not disabling them. Now, I know that sounds strange, but Cancers can be the real rescuers of the zodiac. It's kind of, in you go, you look after people. I always remember a John Cleese sketch, which was on the television many years ago, where he's helping this old lady across the road. And when she gets to the other side, it's a humorous sketch. So she kind of gets really, really angry because that's not where she really wanted to go. So even though he thought he was helping her, she's actually frustrated because that's not where she wanted to go. And this can be a Cancer trait. But gee, isn't it nice to be nurtured by a Cancer person if you have someone like that in your life? So I'm not saying that this is a bad thing. What I'm saying is that this can be a drawback. But once you realize how powerful your loving nature actually is, and you can really care for the earth, you can enable people in the most positive way. I've put in the PDF notes that I mentioned earlier that the esoteric mantra for Cancer is, I build a lighted house and therein dwell. We're talking about the ultimate home. Your love of home is also a spiritual home, and this is what you can convey to other people. What a beautiful strength. Leo, your weakness and strength is your ego. Now, you truly know who you are and what you want, and what a great example you set for other people. You have the charisma to achieve what you want, and others love your confidence and your enthusiasm, and they easily, like with most of the fire signs, Aries, Sagittarius, and Leo, they easily follow your lead. And you love to be the leader of the pack. You just need to be careful not to be surrounded just by yes people and that your ego doesn't get out of control. You become egotistical if you focus on what we call the little ego rather than the big ego. What's the big ego? The big ego is knowing who you are spiritually. So you need to remain true to your higher purpose, to the greater ego, if you like. When you know that your strong personality is driven by a will higher than your own, then you are truly strong and a wonderful inspiration and creator. Virgo, one of your key words is critical. You're a discerning, critical thinker. You can assess a situation, analysing the pros and cons, with a really agile mind. This is your strength, and here's the key to turning your weakness into a strength. You need to temper that really logical, rational mind with compassion. If you are too detached, too critical, then you can become critical in the negative sense of the word, setting standards that are too high for yourself and for anyone else. You can then become quite isolated in your own, I guess, self-righteous world, having made up your mind that the rest of society is wrong, not you. So, in other words, you become fault-finding rather than judicious. So once you bring in compassion, you can really let yourself be of service to others. So humility can help you connect with others. And then when you make that connection, you have the most amazing ability to support and perhaps lead, but in a very behind the scenes kind of way, lead others into a more, if you like, rational kind of approach. So less emotional drama in those around you and more kind of step-by-step procedures. So great organization, great service in terms of research, analyzing, that type of thing. Libra, you are an adept mediator. Your natural ability to see two sides of any argument is a gift. It really is a gift that helps you. The thing is, your zodiac symbol is the scales. So you like to keep things in balance. And when things get out of balance, then you can get quite stressed. So you're trying always, perhaps, to keep things in balance, not only in your own life, but in the life of other people. But being out of balance can lead to stress. And once you're stressed, the people around you can be stressed. And also, being able to see two sides of the story can sometimes lead to procrastination. You can be a professional fence sitter, so to speak. So you can negotiate peace for others, but the trick is to find peace within yourself first. You can do this, again, I'm going to be talking a lot in this podcast about tuning into our higher self, because I think that's what helps give us perspective. And if we view things with compassion and view things from a higher perspective, then we become the observers rather than the criticizers or the judges. So by the way, Librans do make great judges because they can see both sides of the story. And this is where your fair-mindedness can really become a strength. Your esoteric astrology mantra calls on you to choose the way that leads between the two great lines of force. In other words, once you find that balance, once you find that peace for yourself, then you are a powerful force indeed. Think of Bill Clinton when he went into the Middle East. He really was a powerful mediator. You can create, reconcile, and bring the strongest opposing forces into line. What a wonderful gift to have. As a Scorpio, you're astute. The word astute is defined as, quote, having or showing an ability to accurately assess situations or people and turn this to one's advantage, unquote. So your ability to be astute is a good thing, but what sometimes clouds the issue are your strong feelings. Scorpio is a water sign, so is Cancer and Pisces. So strong feelings can often stir up emotional drama. So you need to find peace so that then your shrewd action or your astute nature can be applied to the most amazing crisis type situation. So instead of you becoming embroiled in emotional drama per se, you can use those very skills that you have to perhaps help with crisis management, so either in the physical, emotional, financial, any sort of area that requires somebody who's not scared to enter into situations and help people who are in dire need of help. Sagittarius, you are impulsive, enthusiastic, and optimistic, and these traits can lead you into unknown territory. Now, this becomes a weakness if you are rash or reckless. You've all heard of Sagittarius having foot and mouth disease, and this is because you rush in both with your words and with your actions. And obviously this is a weakness if you're kind of treading on, well, sacred ground or troubled areas where you actually need to be a bit more light-footed. But once you actually learn restraint, which is a really interesting word for Sagittarians, restraint, that can feel like, oh my gosh, I no longer have my freedom. But it's not like that. It's just if you think of a team of wild horses and you kind of just want them to be guided a little bit so that, yeah, it's just a little bit more positive to everyone. Once you've done that, your enthusiasm and your optimism become a powerful force and you can really help people set goals and reach for the stars. Think of the US film producer and entrepreneur Walt Disney. He really did inspire multitudes of people. He actually inspired them to wish upon a star. When we go from a fire sign to an earth sign like Capricorn, it's kind of like going from full speed to a stop. This fire is racing ahead, but earth is like stop. So Capricorns are steady, reliable, stoical. These are positive traits, right? They are when they're tempered with love and warm feelings. However, Capricorn can have a tendency towards rigidity and coldness. So then your very strengths become weaknesses if you listen only to your head and not to your heart. So that dutiful nature that you have and the fact that you feel like you're acting with integrity is a good thing in many cases, as long as you're not using it to be judgmental. So a few questions that you can ask yourself if you're a Capricorn is, am I being too judgmental? Am I adhering to my principles too rigidly and lacking compassion? So, as a Capricorn, you are focused on building a good life for yourself and for those who come under your wing. Once again, let's tune into the higher self. Let's look at things from the point of view of what are you building and for whom. Let's leave a legacy that's spiritual as much as is material. That way, you are building long-lasting, meaningful legacies that come from the heart, the soul, and the head. Now, Aquarius, you're a natural advocate. You enjoy networking, you love sharing ideas with like-minded people, and you're inquisitive. These traits are really positive when you keep an open mind, but Aquarius is an air sign, fixed there. And what can happen is once you've actually learned something, and if you make up your mind, you can become determined, but determined to prove other people wrong. You love a cause, and this is where your traits can become a strength because you are well able to stand up, be counted, especially when it comes to something that you truly believe in. So environmental causes, human rights, and political oppression are areas where you can really use your stubborn determination for good. So the challenge is to remain focused on what serves the greatest good rather than you being single-minded about a particular pathway. Pisces, you are well aware that you are swimming in the huge ocean of humanity. Your sensitive nature means that you are empathetic and tuned into the undercurrents of human frailty. Your sensitivity is your superpower, but it's also a weakness when you feel overwhelmed. Like any of the water signs, Scorpio, Cancer, and Pisces, self-care becomes really important. There's an article in the Wellbeing magazine that I am currently just looking at, the current one at the time of this podcast, that talks about emotional immunity. And I think this is really important for the water signs, especially when it comes to turning anything that feels like a weakness into a strength. Your sensitive nature means that if when you feel overwhelmed, you can find a way to self-soothe, then you find a solution. You can find a way to reach out to other people. Not in a practical way, but you can dance, sing, act, paint, draw, sculpt, pray or meditate. Write, heal, counsel, or begin anything that sings to your soul. You really need to tune in and create. It doesn't really matter what. Then you can trust that your lovely, sensitive nature and gifts are appreciated and uplifting for so many people, but also are soothing and sustaining yourself. So that's it for the zodiacs and the sun signs and strengths and weaknesses. I hope that you've gained some insights into this. Please feel free to subscribe to my podcast channel and leave a review and let me know if you have any further insights. And thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening to Seeing with Stars Astrology Podcast. If you've enjoyed this podcast, you can visit my website at www.seeingwithstars.net or follow me on Twitter or Instagram at Seeing with Stars. You may also subscribe and leave a review. May the stars shine on your path.